Skype doesn't like me very much.
Why is that?
It doesn't sound as good. I don't know why. I did an interview tonight, and it took us like 15 minutes to get things rolling. I had to restart and shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And now, like, with you on here, yeah, I can tell the audio difference.
In a good way or a bad way? Am I throaty?
You sound like you're inside a subwoofer.
Yeah. Subwoofer.
Look, our listeners won't care. All the ladies will love the deeper Nick voice.
Oh, put some bass in it. Bass in your face.
I'm all about that bass, mm-hmm. Yes. What's your initial reaction to this image I sent you? Are you surprised that 1/3 of our listeners are ladies?
Yeah. Why are we not getting some interaction or reviews on Twitter or iTunes from said ladies?
Come on. Hello, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We await your interaction.
Or are they just gathering enough information and evidence to have a lawsuit against us?
Oh, God. Do not me to us. We didn't do it. It was Ronnie. Ronnie did it.
Except I did watch 3 episodes of the R. Kelly Lifetime season.
Oh,
so.
Lord. Did you know?
Oh, Lord. Those poor ladies, that's all I'm going to say.
I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dewan told me I shouldn't watch it.
Why is that?
He said it's a train wreck.
Because it'll dethrone R. Kelly for you. you want to keep his Space Jam soundtrack in pristine memory?
He did do that, didn't he?
He sure did.
Well, dang it. Mm. Now, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think I want to watch it.
It's an eye opener. It's very well done. I will say that.
Is it?
So yeah. I'm shocked it's on Lifetime. Let's put it that way.
Are you though?
Yeah, I am. It's done really well.
Here's the thing. So I'm gonna follow my logic here.
Oh.
Follow my logic. What's it called? Like okay. Seeking R. Kelly? Is that what it's called?
Surviving.
Surviving R. Kelly. I knew it was with an S. Yeah. So, follow my logic. If Surviving R. Kelly is on Lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and 1/3 of our listeners are ladies,
mm-hmm.
by that logic, don't you think this show should be a Lifetime original series?
I think Lifetime should be a Lifetime sponsor of Thunder D Legion podcast, if that's what you're asking. Yes. Our Venn diagram, we're completely interacting. Our two spheres of influence are very, very overlapping.
Yes.
On the Venn diagram.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, what's the female viewership of Lifetime? Probably like 90%, right?
I would think so, yes.
So that means that 60% of their viewers would want to listen to a Lifetime original series, The Nerdy Legion Podcast with Nick Wetmore.
I like that logic.
I mean, you have the perfect porn name. I don't know if you ever realized this.
That's not what the ladies tune in for. It's our made-up porn name.
I don't know, man. There's a porn category. I mean, I wouldn't know. I've never watched porn in my life. But there is a porn category for the ladies. Did you know that?
For the ladies?
For the ladies.
I knew there was a couple companies when VHS tapes were being done way back in the day that tried to have female-centric porn. You know, porn with a story. Like, that's the only thing women come to movies for, so why not make the porn like that too, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my God. Just sounded like a boardroom of coked-up dudes. Like, how do we get women to watch this? They're 50% of the planet. Imagine our profits if just a percentage of that 50% tuned into our porn. It's like, oh my God, what a train wreck. Guys are so dumb.
Guys are dumb. Guys are super dumb. See, we're trying to get 50% female listenership. Guys are the worst.
I wouldn't say the worst. We're just dumb.
We're pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Hmm.
Your girl's going to be in Mortal Kombat 11.
Joyce DeWitt?
Ronda Rousey.
I just watched Ronda Rousey against Holm, where that was her first loss.
Oh.
Oh, my God, did she lose. Woo, Lordy.
Really?
Lordy almighty. Oh, wow. Holy mackerel.
Hmm. So what are you up to, man? What's new in the world of Nick Whitmore?
Like I said, surviving R. Kelly.
not like you that. Personally surviving R. Kelly, just watching surviving R. Kelly.
Just watching it. Let me think. I wrapped up Batman Arkham Man Bat. The spotlight was on that was the book that's all Man Bat issues.
Yes.
I don't know what else. It's been pretty low key, I gotta say. It's been freezing here in Illinois. Plenty of snow, not as much as Ronnie's getting.
Yeah.
Which is pretty scary because they certainly don't expect that amount of snow. We in Chicago expect that amount of snow. So we are well prepared for it. Where when I was in Oklahoma, it snowed twice and oh my God, no one knows how to drive, why would they have salt trucks? You don't get snow or ice. So the amount of accidents and how much of a hellscape that is, it's very dangerous. So
see, our special guest missed our whole surviving R. Kelly conversation.
Ah,
hello,
Jean-Claude
caller
Van Damme. Hello.
Is this a little bump and grind?
Yeah.
Was that R. Kelly? Yeah, I guess that was R. Kelly.
It was. That was when he was very gangster.
Yeah, he don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Man, I got to say, I was working at a record store, and we heard those P-tape allegations years before that story broke. Now, granted, he was in Chicago Oak Park, so
yeah.
it seemed like that type of nastiness would get out locally before ever hitting a national scene. But years? Oh, my Lord Almighty.
Mm.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that whole thing's nasty.
Well, I will not be watching that show.
It's good. You should watch it.
No. I'll let my wife watch it and tell me about it.
It's very well made. Granted, I'm only halfway through, and I'm not going to do the Netflix serial documentary where at this point, oh my God, they should cut that in half. Because right now it's very interesting.
How many episodes is it?
Six.
That's a lot.
And I'm on episode 3 and episode 4 is the trial. So at this point I'm like, well, it's going to be good at least through episode 4. Who knows about 5 or 6, but at least through episode 4 it'll be good.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of I Believe I Can Fly.
I believe. Was that wasn't Space Jam, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the Space Jam soundtrack.
Yes.
Yeah.
God. I want to watch.
R. Kelly would never do a sex tape because he's doing all this gospel music. Why would he ever? And then he comes out with Bump and Grind. Oops. Or what was that one song? Like Honey Flower or something like that.
I don't know, like, bro.
Oh,
I don't know. I was a wee bit lad when R. Kelly was popular.
He was a naughty boy. We just didn't know how naughty.
Mm-hmm. Special guest, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been out and about, running around in town, came home.
Man, you sound like you're in a bad mood.
Yeah, does it?
Yeah, you. I think you need some time on the comfy couch and feel better.
I'm going to rub my feet, make me feel better.
You're going to rub your own feet?
I can't rub my own feet.
I mean, you could.
It's hard. I'm 6'3".
Sounds very freaky deaky right now.
Come on, Nick.
R. Kelly.
We're playing to that audience. Remember that.
Yeah, it's true.
That's right.
Did you let Dewan know about our stats?
Oh, Dewan, yeah, you hadn't heard. Apparently, one-third of the listeners of this, the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nick Whitmore, are ladies.
Ooh. Really?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for? So keep the foot rubbing down to a minimum.
Okay. You know what ladies love hearing about?
Spider-Man. Men rubbing their own gross feet.
Oh, yes. That's exactly true.
We're in that demographic right now.
Apparently only dirty ladies listen to this show.
No.
No, dude, Spider-Man. They love hearing about Spider-Man. I want to talk about Spider-Man.
I did watch that trailer, yes.
Duan, did you see this trailer?
I did.
All right, let's talk about this trailer, because I thought it was fantastic. And you want to know why? Fucking Mysterio, that's why.
He was, that was unexpected. But we were talking to Justin, and he had bought the first appearance of Mysterio in Amazing Spider-Man 13, maybe? Am I right?
I don't know. I'll look it up right now.
That sounds pretty close. I was going to guess 13, 18, something around there.
You know, Justin's always like 10 months ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
I got this book. And I'm like, oh, why'd you get it? And then I see the trailer and I'm like, bing, 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 bing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The collector extraordinaire.
You were right. 13.
Mm-hmm. Very smart of him.
Woo, that is going for $675 or best offer.
But, okay, can I chime in? Can I chime in?
Well, look, it's your show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not my show.
You're on the comfy couch. Go ahead.
All right, I'm just going to stretch out here. Can I stretch out real quick? Okay. He seemed like a hero instead of a villain in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That shocked me there.
Well, it could be, what's that called? A MacGuffin.
Yeah. That's how my wife took it, too.
Yeah.
Being that she's never read any comic ever, she was like, who's that new hero? And I'm like, oh, his name's Mysterio. I can't wait to see him on screen. That's going to be fun to go see. Because I didn't want to let on. But it's like, oh, Mysterio battling his own illusions to win over a mass public? That totally sounds like Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I thought that when Hydro Man showed up, I was like, oh, this can't be real. Like, I'm pretty sure Hydro Man's not even a real villain in this movie.
So I was just, you know, I've just been going back reading all the first, like, Amazing Fantasy and Amazing Spider-Man from the 60s, trying to catch up. So, you know, I haven't seen some of the later stuff about it, but so my initial response was, he's a bad guy. He's always trying to trick Spider-Man or, you know, Jameson. He's trying, you know, that he hired him to do some stuff. So I'm like in the 1960 era. So I need to catch up. I don't have the later stories of it. So my initial response was, he's a bad guy. He's not a good guy, but I know he's a trickster. So Nick, I may have taken it just like your wife took it. He's just a bad guy.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal, and I like how crazy that outfit is.
Yeah, it looks like it's straight out of the comics, dude. Except for the fishbowl.
I know. I love the fishbowl, but it's all right. And I love how clunky that the costume was. I really expected them to streamline it like an X-Men outfit.
Didn't they do Mysterio in one of the other ones? Or am I imagining that?
In a movie?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Maybe it's one of the animated things I'm thinking about.
You're always thinking about the animated things.
I love animated things. I'm telling you, I need you to pay for me to just read comics all day. And then for Nick to do your favorite podcast every day.
That sounds great.
Yeah. That's what I need. That's exactly what I need. There's just too many comics. Too much of everything, dude. I feel so bogged down sometimes, you know what I mean?
Because you have to read the new stuff?
Well, like, I don't have to read the new stuff, but there's a lot of really good stuff out.
You're compelled to read the new stuff.
Yeah, I want to read it all. I want to read it all.
Sure.
I want to be, what's that guy, the DC historian guy? You know what I'm talking about? DC's got, like, their official historian that works at the main office, and he like curates all the books and files them away. So you get like 80 years of DC books, like in some basement somewhere. I want to be that guy. He's got the best freaking job in the world.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. It sounds like you got some reading in today, though.
I got a lot of reading in today.
Yeah.
I got a lot of reading in today. It was good. I felt productive. I didn't feel productive at work, so I left. But then I got home and I felt productive.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling Duane about this. He and I chatted for that other show that I do. Comedy Talk Today with Nick Wetmore. And, I've been drinking this tea, Nick. I told Duane a little bit about it. It makes me feel so good. I just feel very healthy right now, Nick.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, yeah. I feel very healthy. I don't know if you guys have these up in Chicago or in Ohio. But we have one here apparently called the Kava Connection. So I've been drinking a lot of Kava tea, and it tastes like hot garbage.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about hot garbage. Sparky and I were going back and forth a little bit about this on Twitter. It's very earthy. It's very earthy. But I feel so good and so relaxed when I take it. It's great. You guys should try it. I'll bring some to C2E2. How about that?
I don't know if I want to taste hot garbage.
Well, I make it taste good.
And do you really want me to get really relaxed when we're like balls to the wall for the entire weekend? I'll be falling asleep during panels. You know that.
Well, no, you don't fall asleep. Well, I mean, you can if you take a bunch of it. But you just get relaxed. You feel like you're drunk, except you're totally aware of what's going on.
And that's ECP? Like, are you freaking... heavy stuff, man.
It's pretty good. I promise.
Are you on the pipe? What the hell?
I wish I was. I told you that last time. My wife thought I was high because I was like, I feel so clear-minded, like this, that, and the other. She's like, are you freaking high? And I was like, no, I haven't done drugs since high school. Well, that's not true. Well, probably college.
You're on the white horse, man. You're up there. Man, you're on the powder, man.
I feel I'm on something. I'm high on life. High on life.
You're on the good stuff, man. You're on the good stuff.
I'm just high on life, dude. I feel great. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Except for all these comics.
That should be great.
It is.
How can that not make you feel great?
No, it is. It is. But I got through and I was like, oh, but I want to read some more. But, you know, I had to make dinner, and I had to do this interview, and now we're talking here, and then I got another one after, and then we'll see what happens afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Is that bad?
Yeah.
That's bad, right?
Yes.
Maybe I should spend more time doing nothing.
Well, I feel like you need to run on a treadmill. Like, you feel like you have all this energy you need to burn off like a hamster.
Maybe, but I'm burning it off, like, mentally.
Okay. That's what the cocaine does.
No. No cocaine.
He's like, you and Rick James, you're like on the same level.
Before the downfall.
Right. The downfall. Rick James forever. What are you guys talking about?
Get your feet off my couch. Rick James. Rest in peace.
Charlie Murphy, bitch.
So was it kimchi tea? Like, what is it? Like, PTT? What kind of tea is this?
Oh, no. I was eating,
PYT?
Just cheddar cheese and sour cream, bro. I was out of nuts. I couldn't eat nuts tonight. I'm out of nuts. And I'm out of bacon. So, I had to find something to snack on. I just like, sour cream and cheddar cheese. Sounds good.
You didn't borrow your neighbor's nuts?
I don't know if he's got nuts.
Hey, can I ask you a quick, well, it is a nut-related thing, but it's also a Costco thing. Have you tried Marcona almonds?
I have not.
They are not like your average almond. I don't know what makes them so special, but the texture of them are fantastic.
Really?
And I get them at Costco. And I would say you get about a third the regular size of a regular bag of almonds for more. It costs more for the Marcona almonds for whatever reason. They're grown in Spain. roasted and seasoned with sea salt.
Oh, I might have to try this. These are very low-carb almonds.
Yes, that's why I'm suggesting them, my friend.
Interesting.
They're delicious. But they are pricey, so this is welcome to our... Maybe the ladies like our when we go pinkies up.
Everyone likes when we go pinkies up.
Yeah, you know it.
Let's turn this up a notch. So half a cup is 5 grams of carbs. How much is half a cup of almonds? That doesn't seem like a lot.
No, but I mean, how many cups of regular almonds can you have?
I mean, I buy the gigantic bags of macadamia nuts.
Yeah, you're full on macadamia nut too.
Dude, yeah. I love me some macadamia nuts right now. And
the Marcona almonds are like smaller macadamia nuts, texture wise.
So they're not as hard as regular almonds.
No, and they're a little buttery, like a macadamia nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're good.
I need to try these. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got them at Costco?
Yeah, it's one of their Kirkland brands, so they're not getting rid of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Snoop Dogg said that the ladies love chestnuts.
Did he?
I'm just saying.
Well, Snoop Dogg said that, but obviously.
Snoop Dogg's a smart guy.
He is. He has marketed himself beyond belief.
Does he really have a cooking show with Martha Stewart? I thought that was a joke. Is that real?
I think he does.
Dang it, I gotta watch this.
That's hilarious.
I gotta watch this.
He might have a chestnut episode.
Is he a judge on that weed edible show on Netflix?
Oh God!
What's that show called?
No clue.
Damn it!
That never populates when it's like you might like this show. That never populates for me. Sorry, I'm an innocent young child. Let's put it that way.
Uh-huh, sure. It didn't populate for me either, but I saw it that it showed up somewhere. What was it? Did it show up on Netflix? No, maybe I just saw an article about it.
Did you type in ayahuasca into Netflix and then all of a sudden you get all this Snoop Dogg stuff?
Look.
Like, here's Soul. Hey, you might enjoy Soul Plane too.
I want to do ayahuasca. I've been doing a lot of research into mushrooms. I think I'm going to start growing lion's mane mushrooms. They taste like lobster. Mushrooms? Yeah, mushrooms, dude.
It's your world, man. Fungi all the way.
Fungi, that's right. Yeah, no, I want to get into mushrooms. I listened to this podcast. This guy came on. Matter of fact, I tweeted about it. The guy's name is Paul Stamets, and they named the engineer that runs the mycelium engine on Star Trek Discovery. They named him after this guy. And he studies mushrooms for like the federal government.
Wow.
Yeah. He's freaking fascinating. He wears this hat that's made out of a mushroom. Yeah, apparently they take these mushrooms grow gigantic on like birch trees. And they like take them off they cut them off the tree and they soak them in lye water. And then like the mushroom, like it's got a layer inside that peels off like fabric. And there's like these women in like Eastern Europe that make hats out of these freaking mushrooms. Except you can't like smoke around them or anything because they're extremely flammable apparently. But yeah, this guy wears a freaking hat made out of mushrooms. Mushrooms are fascinating. I'm not talking about like getting high mushrooms either. I mean, those are cool too. I'm talking about like mushrooms in general.
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a condom. Like, you peel the layer.
What kind of condom are you wearing?
It's like a full body condom.
You better not be wearing any condoms. Your wife wants that baby.
Hey. Yeah, man. I mean, birch tree. He's wearing it as a hat. I mean, he has an alien small head. I'm just saying.
Dwan's out by the birch tree cutting out any mushroom he sees.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to get the lotrim in. Get the fungus on me. I'm just saying, I mean, damn it. I mean, you said you're killing a layer of whatever off the mushroom. Sounds like a hat to me.
Yeah, to make a hat. You telling me you don't want to wear a freaking hat, mushroom hat? You can be like Super Mario Brothers. What's that little guy in Super Mario Brothers? Toad. You can be like Toad.
Yeah, that's why I don't have kids right now. I keep wearing the hat. Keep wearing the hat. Oh, you gotta go hatless when you try to have kids. Gotta be hatless. You gotta brave the elements, man. It's whatever Mother Nature swings your way. It happens.
I'm always wearing a chapeau. That might be my issue. Yeah.
With the feathers. You have the feathers on it going all the way down?
Of course it's well plumy. Plumed.
Yes.
Of course it's well plumed. You know that.
Mm. You have your sword with you?
Mm-hmm. No, it's called a saber.
Saber. Mm-hmm. Present swords.
Yeah.
My present your sword. Return it after use it.
I don't know. That sounds like the start of a porn with quite a story.
Please sheathe your saber.
Cause a lot of public harm.
Mm-hmm. Well, not that much. More like a letter opener.
Oh, my.
Come on, a lot Nick. Of mushrooms impregnated, you know.
That's true. It's very true.
Hey,
I'm very popular in the mushroom community.
Fungal times.
That's right.
You're like the Mongol king. You can like, your DNA
I'm the mushroom
like...
king. I can fungi anything.
Your DNA is all over the place in the fungus community.
Did I ever tell you how my ancestors came about the name Wetmore? Well, it was a very damp woods, a birch woods, I believe. We would go around with our leather sabers and cut off the mushrooms from the birch. And then we'd put them into lye and we'd make whole body condoms. Just to let you know, those do not work to keep women not pregnant. We found that out very quickly.
It's very analogous to the lambskin.
Very, very close, but it's almost like rice paper. So.
How is the lambskin any better? It's probably worse. Who thought about taking lambskin of a lamb and be like, oh, I'm going to put this around my saber?
The shepherds.
The shepherds?
That has to be a dude thing, don't you think? That's like some guy thinking like, well, I have to wear protection because who knows where that person's been or where I've been. But lambskin, that's got to feel almost like I'm not wearing anything at all.
Mm-hmm. For her pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, sure. Man. It sounds to me a little more devious than that. Maybe it was some dude that liked to get it on with a sheep. He's like, I like the feeling of this. Let me throw it on there when I'm with my lady.
Could be. That would never happen in biblical times. Never.
No.
Mm-mm. Never. They were just shielding themselves from the elements.
Yeah, that's it.
That's true.
He was the Art Kelly of biblical times.
Way to bring it back to our thank you.
Professional. Mm. Thank you. You're welcome.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did have another thing that I did watch over the weekend. And you might have to find this on your on-demand service. But it was on 2 weeks ago. I found it through like an on-demand service, wink, wink. But it was a 2020 episode that was about Robert Blake. And they walked through his life a little bit. And I don't know if you know anything about Robert Blake, but let's just say he went from being on Little Rascals, our gang, Mickey on Little Rascals, to On the Waterfront, which got nominated for an Academy Award, to all of a sudden dating a woman who seems like she's right out of a crime noir book as a femme fatale. And all of a sudden, Robert Blake had to go back into a restaurant while his wife waited in a car because he left his gun. And while he was gone, somebody walked up to her, sight unseen, and shot her in the head with a gun. Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. That happened like in the mid-90s. But they go into this femme fatale bit, which I knew all this up until like they went down, 2020 went down this rabbit hole with her. And the amount of guys that she was scamming, like she had a relationship with Marlon Brando's son, Christian Brando.
Huh.
And it was a fascinating 2 hours. So if you can find that anywhere, Robert Blake 2020. Holy cats, does it go. Like, you might think that I ruined it all for you. Oh, no, I do not. And Robert Blake talks like he's out of a 1950s crime noir movie, even to this day. He's like, so put that in your pipe and smoke it, see? Like, oh my, he is like Conan O'Brien if Conan O'Brien didn't know he was playing like a gangsta part. Oh my God, it's correct. It's absolutely fascinating. But, so, highly recommend.
All right, you got to fill me in because I always thought that he killed his wife.
The gun he went back into the restaurant for was not the gun that killed her. And then, well, I won't go into. It could it have been a hit that Christian Brando asked somebody to do? Sure. Could it have been a hit that Robert Blake asked somebody to do? Sure. But they never found the person.
Huh.
It's crazy. Like these, when Robert Blake was on trial, there were two hitmen that Robert Blake supposedly went up to ask to murder his wife. Like they both swore under oath, but both of these guys had each had a horrible drug problem to the point where one of the guys was so like tweaked out on meth that he called the cops to his house because he thought he was being robbed by 20 people. And when the cops got there, they found all these meth cubes all over his house.
Oh, wow.
It goes down a Hollywood rabbit hole in so many ways. It is so fascinating. But this woman, oh my God, this femme fatale, you see, of course they blur out the pictures and stuff, but you see all these naked pictures that she sent to all of these like Hollywood guys. She even was trying to like get together with Jerry Lee Lewis. And she tried to get together with Dean Martin, and then Dean Martin passed away like a month later. So then she moved on to another like famous person. And she was like so paranoid, she was recording all of her conversations. So you actually have recordings of like her talking to Robert Blake back in the day, or her talking to Christian Brando. It was so bizarre. But 2020 did a great job on it. It's a really good doc. Well, I would even say it's a documentary, but it's an episode of 2020.
So this was recent as she's sending pictures.
Well, they were like Polaroids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dang, that's freaking... Was she, like, FedExing Polaroids of herself naked?
Hey, she wrote to Robert Blake as well as Christian Brando and told both of them... Oh, my God.
Hello.
What the heck? I have a artificial female behind me.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah, but she sent both of them saying, you're the father of this kid.
Hmm.
To both of them, trying to swindle both of them out of money.
Yeah, I just found an article. That's so weird. She was married to 10 different guys.
Yeah.
Just like swindling for money. Huh.
She was arrested for stealing people's like IDs and using like different names and aliases. It felt like Ed Brubaker's Criminal. It just so bizarre.
You know, that book is back.
I know it's back. I want to read it.
So good.
Except I'm upset that Elizabeth Breitweiser is not doing the colors.
Yeah. It's Sean Sun's doing the colors.
Yeah. Nepotism. Mm.
Hey,
but I'm sure the colors are all right.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
Mr. Whitmore.
Yes?
So basically, Alfalfa was messing around with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she got shot. So wasn't the Rascals like in the Dirty 30s? And she got shot. Somebody got shot in the 90s. Like, there was some old geezers, weren't there?
Well, this was Mickey from The Little Rascals, not Alfalfa. But I believe Alfalfa did die under mysterious circumstances too.
Well, that's not. Yeah, I can see that pretty much.
But yeah, Mickey became Beretta. If you remember that TV show Beretta with the cockatoo.
Yeah.
He was an old fart.
Oh yeah.
At that time.
Oh yeah.
See, they had syphilis because their minds must have been messed up. in order to be taken advantage of by a woman like that, that's syphilis. And I'll ask my wife about that. She'll affirm that is syphilis.
So Alfalfa was shot in 59 by an acquaintance in a dispute over money.
There you go.
Dude, I'm telling you, all these guys, they're all freaking gangsta.
What happened to Buckwheat? What's up with Buckwheat?
I never heard anything about him.
Let's find out what happened
dying
to Buckwheat.
Seriously, let's put it that way.
Well, he was 49 when he died. Let's see.
Buckwheat?
Yeah.
That's young.
That's what it says.
Dang, that's young.
Death.
He had a hard life.
Oh, yeah.
He had a very hard life.
He had a heart attack in 1980.
Aw. He made it to the 80s?
That's what it says. October 10th, 1980.
He would have been 60, right? If he was in the 30s, maybe 70?
He was born in 31, so cool. He was 49 when he died.
Wow. Mm. I outlived Buckwheat? Is that what you're telling me?
Uh-huh.
You outlived Buckwheat?
My God. That means I could have a heart attack any day. That's what it's telling me. And I didn't even leave.
You get shot by somebody on Nerdy Legion over a money dispute.
Oh, don't say that. Go on. Not even a jest. Because if it does happen, then it will be very mysterious.
Yeah, don't shoot me over my mushroom head at C2E2. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, if I die from a gunshot, Martin, make sure you re-release this episode and make sure the police look into where Dewan was at the time of the shooting.
Wow.
Yeah. I wanted that damn mushroom hat.
Now, if anything, the perpetrator would be Aaron. He'd be so mad about that Chicago pizza. He'd be like, no, Nick's got to go.
Oh, who else would be mad about Chicago pizza? Jay?
Liked it. You know, he loved it, he said.
Who hated the Chicago? Oh, it's Aaron.
Yeah, it's just Aaron. Well, and me, because I'm from New York, so it's not real pizza to me.
Yeah. Don't come to C2E2 because you'd be out. JC loved that stuff. He'd kill for it.
Well, we'll see. I might need to make an exception. I can't eat pizza, dude. I can't eat flour stuff.
Oh, you're winning, though, because the damn thing's like $35 a piece.
Woo-wee!
Yeah, and like every piece weighs about 1.5 pounds, so you only need to eat about 2 pieces.
But it's
you
pizza.
You put it in your stomach and you feel like you have a baby diaper on.
Well, yeah. Yeah, what are we going to be eating at C2E2, Martin?
I don't know, man. It's going to be rough. I had a crappy experience this past week, literally.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
baby diaper.
Dude, all right, so what day
Did
was it?
Did you go to Dollar Sushi?
I
wondered about
nope.
The Dollar Sushi.
Can't have rice.
Oh, ooh.
Yep. My wife made pizza the other day, and I was working late, so I hadn't had dinner, and I was freaking hungry. And I usually I quit eating at like 6 or 7, because I'm doing intermittent fasting too.
Yep.
And so that way, if I quit eating at like 6, I can have breakfast at like 10 in the morning. So, but she made pizza, and I was freaking starving, and I had no bacon, I didn't want eggs, like there was nothing that I could just make real quick, and there were 2 slices left. And she's like, you can have those too. And I was like, oh, I can't eat pizza. She's like, no, just have it. I was like, you know what? F it. Like, I've been doing this thing for like 3 weeks now. I'm going to have a couple slices of pizza. And they're not like big slices either, right? They're, what was it, like DiGiorno, whatever. DiGiorno stuff crust. So I was like, all right, I'll have these 2 slices. So I ate them. They were delicious. I loved it. And, but dude, the next day, I was in the bathroom like once an hour with the runs.
Uh-oh.
It was not good. And I was like, damn it, what the hell did I do? Did I F something up? Like, do I have a stomach flu or whatever? I started looking it up, and apparently I just needed to eat a bunch of sodium and fat. So I ran down to the store, I got like pre-cooked bacon, and in a block of cheese, and I ate it, and like instantly I was good.
Pre-cooked bacon. Wait, let's circle back. Pre-cooked bacon.
Yeah, pre-cooked, not good.
What?
It does not taste like bacon.
Why didn't you just get like jerky?
Well, I wanted something high in fat.
But isn't jerky high in fat?
No.
Oh no, it's high in sodium, yeah. Low in fat. Yeah. Okay, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, no, I had to get something high in fat.
Mark, did you have your dude wipes with you that day?
I mean,
sounds like you needed them.
If they want to sponsor this podcast, I'll carry them around all day long.
Ding, 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 ding.
So no, I did not have my dude wipes, and we don't have bidets at work. So my butt was roughing it.
Oh my god, Ken,
yes, swamp booty.
Ken. All right, we have to come back to what we're going to eat at C2E2 because I'm scared about that as well. But since you brought up bidets, I told you like early December we went to that fancy dancy hotel.
Yes.
For an overnight stay.
Yes.
I forgot to tell you they had a bidet.
What?
And I told you it was fancy dancy, except the bidet had no instructions in it. So me, never dealing with a bidet before, but after talking to you, I really wanted to experiment with this bidet. I needed a hot stream right there. I needed it. I desired it. My issue was I went onto my phone to be like, now how do I work this? Because there's no instructions around. I just knew it was a bidet.
Uh-huh.
So I went on and I looked up. I DuckDuckGo'd the instructions, and there was umpteen instructions. Some had you facing away.
What?
And then some bidets had you facing the wall.
What
and
I in was the like, hell?
I'm like, how does either of those work? Like, what's the proper position on the bidet?
Take a shower.
Take a shower.
Take a damn shower.
Take a dump in the shower and just walk out because you're at a fancy dancy hotel.
No. Do your business in the commode, as my grandmother would say.
Yeah.
And then clean the body thoroughly, like coming to America.
Remember? With what?
In the shower. Get a rag and some dude wipes or something.
Dude, you don't want like poop water when you're taking a shower.
No, and I don't want to walk there and like have my butt cheeks like make the poopy go even more.
Well, you
into
do the pre-clean. You
throat.
Do the pre-clean. You would just pull the paper and the dude.
That's
wipe.
What the bidet is for.
But that's why I wanted to use a bidet.
But he didn't know how to use the bidet. He didn't know how to ride it reverse cowboy.
I know.
Front cowboy.
Wait, so you gotta describe this bidet. Is this like a freestanding bidet or is it part of the toilet?
Part of the toilet.
Well, then you just turn the knob to on, right? That's how mine works.
I don't know. There was a button. There was a knob for the water, and then there was a button.
Oh, so it's probably the button. See, so mine's got two knobs. So one knob is on and off, right? So it's got like levels of pressure. You know what I mean? Huh. So you can go from like level 1 to level whatever 10. Depending how much water you want in your tush. And then the other one is the cleaning button, a cleaning knob. So if you leave it straight up, it squirts your bum. And if you turn it to the right and you turn on the water, it does the self-cleaning thing.
Well, I want everything to be done and I don't want to be turning knobs and angles.
Well, then you need to go to a Japanese hotel and use one of those fancy dandy ones.
Dang it.
Because those have like remote controls and freaking LED lights. They sing you songs.
They heat up the toilet cushion.
Yeah, they heat up the toilet cushion. Yeah. Yeah.
See, my issue, after looking at those images, I'm like, I know if I sat on this, just knowing where this like button was and the spout is coming from the back of the toilet, I'm like, I ain't going to be facing the wall. Facing that knob, because then that's just going to spray like on the twins.
Mm.
That doesn't make any sense.
No,
but
dude.
Then I was like, but if I turn around, okay, there's the little like turn, like like a water spout, like you turn it, but then there was a button, but without any instructions, how am I supposed to know where this is going to squirt? Is it going to squirt all over my shirt? I don't know. But looking at the angle, it seemed like they wanted me to do my business and then stand up. Like the spout looked way too high.
If you ever get slimed, like in Ghostbusters, if it's ever like a hazmat issue,
what if it's I'm okay? Can we change it from Ghostbusters? Because ghosts are icky. We all know that.
I'm talking about a hazmat issue.
No, but let's slandered. Say. But let's say I'm on a Nickelodeon game show and I just got slimed with the green slime. I'm very excited right now. Let's talk. Go ahead.
You need to go into the shower.
Yes.
And do a full body cleanse.
But
that little stream in the bidet, whether you do reverse cowgirl or regular ride, it ain't going to get it, brother. I don't care what little fountain stream, you could throw your pennies in the commode and make a wish. You ain't going to get that clean.
When I installed my bidet, the water was high because I installed it, and I was like, I wonder like how it knows where to spray, right? Because it's fixed. The nozzle is fixed. So I turned the water on, and it literally sprayed all the way across the bathroom and onto the wall.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
Well, but if you're sitting in the toilet, it doesn't do that. So if you're sitting, I don't know how like what position you guys take. I apologize, ladies, for all the poopy talk. But I don't know what position you take. I sit like kind of normal, not like straight up, but you know, like kind of normal, because it helps you release the pressure a little bit better, right? Like not hunch over, but like a little bit forward. If you turn on the bidet that way, it doesn't like get in your bum hole, right? It gets like right below your tailbone. But if you're sitting there and you sit up straight, then it goes right into the correct crevice.
Oh.
That's all you gotta do. Okay. You gotta experiment.
The hood perspective of this is it's analogous of the R. Kelly PP. And it sounds all bad. It just sounds like it's like you're reintroducing the traumatic episode of being pee-pee. No. You get in the shower, Nick, and just do the CDC Ebola virus cleanse. Just get it all done.
I can't do that because I'd have a poopy butt.
Yep.
Even though I wear shower shoes anywhere, 100% of that hotel room, I have shower shoes on, as everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
So even with shower shoes, I would still be washing off my poopy butt and then the poop going down my leg onto my shower shoes, which the point of the shower shoes is so I'm not touching any gross tile.
Uh-huh.
But now I have gross poopy shoes, and that's not fun. That's not fun for anyone.
Nope.
But I will say the bidet sounds fantastic, except I'm guessing the first squirt of that bidet has to be the cold water that is still in that pipe before the hot water comes out, like any shower.
Mm.
But you're doing the reverse cowgirl. That's not cool.
I agree. I wouldn't want to sit there. I don't want the stream to hit my twins. That doesn't sound fun. but a warm hot water going right there in the crevice, that sounds fantastic.
Well, mine is not heated, so I get cold water. And let me tell you, ooh, you do a little jump at first. You're like, ooh. But then it's fine. It just lasts like half a second. I promise.
We gotta get a hot water line hooked up onto your bidet. We have to. Let's get a plumber in there and hook that up.
I mean, I could.
You just had trouble fixing your sink. I mean,
no, there's a reason for that, because that sink was goddamn 35 years old. That's a different story. Listen, I installed my bidet myself. I installed the whatever, the garbage disposal thing. That was a lot more complicated than this goddamn sink.
Are you trying to say you have a bidet now in your sink? Are you taking a poop in your sink, Martin?
Oh.
No, Nick, I have a question for you. Don't you have one of those shower heads that you can turn into like the handheld handles to where you can.
The self massage shower heads?
Yeah.
Those are like porn toys, okay?
Which you can put in a bidet position with nice warm water away from your shower slippers. Away, and then, you know, where the flakes from the Slimer flakes could move away from your body and not down your legs. So I would think that might be something I think you can do my shower scenario better than a bidet.
Not at home, I don't have one of those, but in the fancy dancy hotel, they did have one of those. Yes.
See?
Yeah.
Now we know Martin in South Carolina, he doesn't have warm water, so, you know, it's always going to be cold. So he's going to get that initial shock.
Come on, bro. We're very advanced over here.
Okay. You have warm water in South Carolina?
Yeah. I have like four comic book stores now.
Well, I guess since you won the national championship, they allowed you guys to take that money and get warm water. Right.
And then we had all those hamburgers at the White House.
Where's the peso?
Spent on pizza.
Indoor plumbing and hot water. Impressive.
Yes.
Impressive.
We have all of that. We have all of that. Listen, I don't know what you think. This is not Missouri over here, okay? We got stuff.
Oh, Missouri's rough.
Yeah, Missouri is rough.
Yeah, yeah.
They got good barbecue, rubbing, though.
Yeah, but their toilet paper are chestnuts. That's kind of rough. Kind of rough on the temperature area.
Have you ever had chestnuts? Chestnuts are pretty good.
Yeah. After Snoop said that, I just didn't mess with chestnuts.
Well, I don't know if he was really talking about chestnuts. He might have been talking about something else.
I've only had chestnuts in England in a bag of warm chestnuts from a street vendor, and they were very gross and soggy. I would not recommend. Mm. Even though at first I'm like, this sounds so like Dickinson-esque. Like, who wouldn't want to be an American in Europe right around Christmas time? Oh, chestnuts, open fire. Yes, I'll have a bag of those. Oh my God, they were so disgusting.
Were they salty?
Maybe. Salty
chestnuts?
But they were more like wet from the like heat and the like condensation in the bag. Yuck.
They're like bald peanuts. It's like bald peanuts.
Yeah.
Did he pull them out of his pants?
That's what this is sounding like. It was a street urchin, okay? Just like I said, it was very Dickinson.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, my goodness.
But, Martin, getting back to C2E2, what are we going to eat, dude? Do we have to find, like, a seafood restaurant or, like, a Brazilian steakhouse?
Oh, God, yes.
Which I hate to say it, that's really going to cut into our funds, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're in the big city. Either of those are going to be pretty pricey.
I mean, Groupon. There's stuff you can eat, dude. Like, we can have burgers and stuff.
Without the buns.
Yeah, without the buns.
Mm-hmm.
Have a salad with extra ranch.
I like big buns, and I cannot lie.
Well, even if they go to a pizza place, most pizza places have decent salads. So
yeah, that's
I
true.
Think we'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll be fine, dude.
We'll just get charged the price of a pizza for a dumb salad.
Sure.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Standard.
I'm sure we'll figure it out. Look, I'm not going to starve. You know what I mean? I'll be all right.
Yeah, you just bring up some jerky. That's all we have
to do. I got to remember to bring the jerky.
Yeah.
That jerky was good.
Last year. It was pretty cool.
Which one was it?
Some breakfast place we went to, they kind of had like a vegetarian menu and all this. It was good.
Oh, see, breakfast would be good, dude. Fucking eggs and bacon all day long.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, and I'm an early riser, too. So, like, you know, we can make this happen.
Yeah, he'll just sit there and stare at you until you wake up. Ronnie told me.
No, I'm the kid that plays Castlevania like at 4 in the morning until you wake up.
Oh, my God. Oh, I would throw that retro machine right out the window. Next one, they'd go right out the window.
That's me, buddy.
Wait, is that what time you wake up? You wake up at 4?
Okay. I usually wake up at like 3:45, and then I'll like watch TV, and then I'll doze off for about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I'm up.
Huh.
Jeez.
See, yeah. I thought about doing that. I did that just by mistake a couple weeks ago. I woke up at like 4:30 or 5 o'clock and to go to the bathroom. And I was like, you know what? I'm not really that tired. I'm just going to stay up.
Yep.
And I got like so much crap done between 5 o'clock and the time I was to go to work.
Yeah, that's when everybody's asleep, man. You get nobody calling you. Nobody's asking you for anything. You can get it done.
Oh, man. You might be onto something. I might try this.
That's when I wash my underwear.
In the bidet?
In the bidet. Sink.
Yeah, with the wool light. Put that light in there. Soak it. You know? Gets rid of the stains. You know the racing stripes.
See, if you use the bidet, there'd be no stains.
You know, the way me and Ronnie grew up, you know, there's always going to be stains. Grew up kind of rough.
Well, see, I know this is weird, but I remember one of the houses we lived in had a bidet when I was growing up.
That's an outhouse, Martin.
No, dude. It had a bidet right next to it. It wasn't built into the toilet. It was a freestanding bidet next to the toilet. So, like, you did your business, then you get up, and you, like, stick your bum in it, turn it on, and then you wipe.
Hold on, Nick. You said it was outhouse. It was like a geyser under there. You go into outhouse, and it's 3:45 in the morning. Old Faithful will squirt. Nice alkaline water to hit your bum.
No, Martin's confused. He had the Ronco tickle my pickle.
Hey, maybe, but my butt was clean.
and you discovered your manhood a little too early.
Oh man, I remember when I discovered my manhood. That was a traumatic experience.
Well, I'll lay down on the comfy couch with Dewan and share the story. Go ahead.
I need to go to the bathroom.
He wants to miss the start.
Yes, I do. I'm out.
Well, you know, like, I told you the story how I used to take really long time in the bathroom, right? And my mom gave me that scare story about my intestines falling out.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is before that happened. I was like 9 or 10, and I was in the bathroom for like an hour. And I remember I had to pee, so I like tucked it in, you know? You're like, you don't want to pee on the seat. So I tucked it in, and I remember I tucked it in, and when I let go, like, it started growing. I'm like, what the hell is happening right now?
The day Martin's penis fell into the water.
But, it started growing. I was like, well, holy shit, like, what is wrong with me right now? Because I didn't know, dude. I was like 9 or 10. My parents hadn't had the talk with me yet. So I don't know anything that's going on. And so I'm like...
Were you into the women at that point? 9 or 10?
I mean, as much as a 9-year-old could be into women.
Well, no. I the reason I'm asking is I was a late bloomer. So like 9 or 10, oh my God. I was still like, you know, playing with like my Amiga dolls and stuff like that.
Well,
like,
I was doing that too. That's why it was weird.
But wow.
I looked at it and I like... grabbed it. I was like, what the hell's happening? And I turned it over and, you know, this and that and the other. And all of a sudden it spit out. And I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Oh, God.
But it felt pretty good. And I was like, okay, we need to figure out what this is.
It just spit up all over, but oh, it felt good. It was tingly. That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, there's no shame in my game. You know what I mean? Everyone's gone through this experience.
But then you wipe down the bathroom and you're like, Mom will never know.
Yeah, it was something. It was something.
And you were the oldest, so it's not even like you could go to an older brother and be like, okay, something weird just happened.
Yeah, and you couldn't go on the internet. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm with you.
It was just one of those things. And then eventually somehow I heard about it. Maybe to somebody at school. Oh yeah, you know what? Yeah, it was. Cause what year was that? It had to be like sixth grade maybe when I watched my first porno.
Oh jeez.
My
lord.
By mistake.
God.
By mistake. I didn't even know, I didn't know porno was a thing. And, my buddy's like, oh, we should go to the house and play video games. So we're gonna go, cause he had, what did he have? Sixth grade, so that would have been like Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo or something. And, so he invited a bunch of us to go over to his house and we're over there playing video games. And he's like, check out what I found in my dad's drawer. And he pulled out her red hot pussy. And I was like, what in the world is this? So he's like, we should watch it. And everyone's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't know what the hell it was. I don't think anybody knew what the hell it was. You know what I mean? Like, he might have known because he found it and he put it in there. And he's like, oh, my. But nobody else surely knew what the hell it was. And he put this thing in. And I was like, oh, boy, this is some serious stuff. And
how many guys were watching this?
It was like four or five of us.
So you all got around and did a daisy chain?
No! The fuck?
What?
No!
I don't know.
But I remember being extremely embarrassed because I had to go pee. Like, legit had to go pee. Like, I was about to pee my pants. And everyone swore that I was going to go in the bathroom to rub one off.
And then after you came out of the bathroom, did you say, I did rub one off?
No. I was like, I just had to pee, bro. How could I rub one off in like 15 seconds? I mean, I know I'm like 10 by this point, 11, 12, whatever. But come on now.
Come on now.
So yeah, that was slightly embarrassing. But I had to pee, bro. I had to pee.
And that red pussy video was just not going to wait for you. They were not pausing it.
No, they were still watching it when it came out.
We're talking about felines, right? Red felines.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Red. Yeah. I just wanted for the viewers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Red felines in the jungles. That's why they're hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're hot in the Amazon.
Yes. But I remember nothing about the video. I just remember the title. And I remember years and years later, maybe it was in like high school or college, I was like, oh, I should look up this thing. But, you know, there was no Pornhub back then. It wasn't that easy to find stuff.
Mm. You've always been chasing that dragon ever since, trying to find that.
I'm just curious. Dude, I'm curious. You know what I mean? Like, it was the first porn I watched. I wonder if it was any good. Probably not.
Probably not.
You know what, guys, we were talking about the other day. You know, like, young ladies and even older women, they wear the yoga pants, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it. You know, some people work on college campuses and they see women in their prime wearing yoga pants. I couldn't imagine in high school when the hormones are just running, like, I mean, out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And having young ladies in the class wearing yoga pants, I wouldn't be able to focus. Because I remember an embarrassing time in high school where after physics class, I had to get up and go to, I think you had to go to like baseball practice or something. You're like lifting weights. You got your testosterone all leveled all off the chain. And then, you know, you really can't leave the class because, you know, you kind of pitch at a tent.
Mm.
And then the lady was like, come on, we gotta go. And you're like, he's trying to do breathing techniques, like, maybe it'll go down a little bit. Like,
well, you know, that's when I had, that's when I quit wearing sweatpants. Cause I used to wear sweatpants all the time.
Okay.
Cause I hated jeans. I used to wear sweatpants. And then, you know, in the summer it was shorts. But when I hit puberty, I was like, I can't, like, cause you gotta hide the dang boner.
Mm-hmm.
So I started wearing jeans, cause with jeans, you can hide them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sweats, you can't.
Sweats get you in trouble.
Yeah, man. You might bump in and knock something over, man. Like,
yeah. Well, and you know, you get to that age where, like, you just touch a girl and you get one.
You smell the pheromones. It's just be in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that. That's when I had to start wearing jeans, and I hated it for a while. I was like, ugh, jeans, it feels so constricting. But I had no choice.
That's the time you try to graduate from tighty-whities to boxers. Like, I'm a man.
Yeah.
And then your body says, probably should put your tighty whities back on.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you're like, the ladies like the boxers. Well, you can't handle yourself with the boxers.
Your mind is telling you no, but your body's telling you yes.
My body! I don't see nothing wrong.
It's true. It's rough growing up, man. It's rough.
Isn't it rough?
Yeah.
That's like embarrassing, man.
It is.
You're like, we were in AP physics, and I got up one day, like, ready to go to class. And the girl was like, hey, I want to untuck your shirt.
And, oh, God.
I'm like, oh. I looked down, like, dang.
He must have been a friend.
Mm. Man, they were all kind of, I mean, like Martin said, I mean, they breathe your way. The pheromones are in the air, man. Mm-hmm. They're wearing teen spirit deodorant, and it's just all bad.
Did you guys have any, like, rules about that in school? Because I remember our school was pretty, I went to private school, it was pretty liberal in terms of dress code. But the only thing that was not allowed was spaghetti strap shirts for girls. And then, like, you know, tank tops for boys. But outside of that, it was whatever. You know, if they wanted to wear yoga pants, that's fine. We went to Reagan's orientation before the school year started, because she started high school this year, and they got all kinds of rules. Like, there is no yoga pants. Like, tight jeans are kind of restricted. Like, you can't show shoulders, this, that, and the other. But then some things are more relaxed. Like, they're allowed to dye their hair now, whereas in middle school they weren't, and things like that.
Dude. I go to games, man, the referee, even at the middle school level, and girls are wearing, it's like their mom and their daughters are wearing yoga pants. It's like, are you serious? Like, no.
I bet they don't do yoga, though.
Okay, so this is another thing. I had to get a prescription filled, and they didn't have my like a 90-day supply at my pharmacy. For like a month, so my prescription's about to run out. I'm like, look, where do I need to go to get this filled? They're like, you need to go on Ohio State's campus to get it. They have it there. And I'm like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So they built this new Target, and it has like a CVS in it. So I go in there, I get my script filled, and I'm like driving away from campus going home, and all you see is students walking, yoga pants on. I'm like, I wouldn't have made it. I just wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it back in the day. It would have been done. I'd have been happy to get my associate degree. It's just like, that's not fair, man. It's not fair. How can you study in class and you're in your prime breeding age and then everybody's wearing yoga shorts? It's a disadvantage to male students.
I don't know, man.
But
it was fine. It was fine back then, though. Like, now it's not fine because everybody gets so upset about every little thing.
Right.
But back then it was fine. Yeah. Like, you knew when you couldn't touch. You know what I mean?
It's just a distraction, man. Like, when I was in college, if I saw things that they wear now, it would have been totally bad. All the way bad. I mean, what are you like between, 19 and 21? 22, it would have been bad. I would have had to take botany classes where I was like in a corner somewhere in the lab where I couldn't see anybody. This would have been bad. But I would have made it somehow. That's why they made online classes. That's why they did it, guys. That's what it is. Yoga pants started online classes. We solved the world's problems right there. Does that make sense?
It helps with your impulse control.
There you go.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But you got your prescription filled, which is the moral of the story, right? And you didn't get in an accident driving away from all those yoga pants.
No, I was very responsible. What's that commercial where the guy gets older and he goes to the club and he's like, $10 cover. And he's like, I didn't see that on the website.
The Geico ad?
The Geico ad. Yeah, that's what I felt like, that guy. Like, whoa.
Or he's like, give me a round of martinis.
Yeah, he's shaking the lady's hand like, hey, my name is Martin. Nice to meet you. That's what you feel like, because you know they're kids, you know, they're kids in their school, and we kind of wore wacky clothes back in the day, and they're just wearing their clothes, and I'm like, my goodness, it's got to be hard. It's got to be hard to be around that all day long. So imagine this, Nick, right? So you're an organic chem lab for 3 hours, right?
Uh-huh.
And your lab partner is an attractive woman, smart, right? And you're trying to focus on doing this chemical reaction and getting this product out of it. And she has yoga pants on and a nice figure. What do you do at 20 years old?
You get your chem lab project done.
Mm-hmm. But are you distracted? What if you have attention deficit disorder?
Well, I would keep focused on the project, and then after class or after the project, that's when you turn your appeal somewhere else. You can only concentrate on one thing at a time.
Do you have to meditate? Do you have to take breaths in? Like,
during my chem lab project? Then I would sound like a psycho.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
But what if you were smelling her perfume? What if if that was your fragrance? And you're like, oh. Making my nature rise.
Whoa, I came back at the wrong time.
We're talking about organic chem lab. That's all we're talking about. She had some aromatic pheromones permeating the room. Aromatic compounds.
That's why I'm glad I never had any hot teachers. Like, the only hot teacher I ever had was a history teacher. And history is boring as crap.
That's a good question. Did you guys ever have a teacher? Like, you see in the news, like, these teachers that have, like, relationships with young kids, which is sick me, right? They need to be put in the bottom of the jail.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't have any of that.
Is DeJuan trying to ruin our one-third listenership right now? Is he trying to torpedo our female listenership? What the heck? Where are we going with all this?
I'm just saying it's a new day because, like, the only halfway decent teachers we had back in the day were, like, the kids in college that would come in and have to student teach in order to graduate.
Yes, sure. Miss Foyles, fourth grade. Woo!
See? You know what I'm talking about, Mark.
Yep.
Miss Foyles.
Yep. See? And then I left. When I went to middle school, she got married, and then she was Miss McCutcheon.
Ah. Doesn't that jack you up as a kid? They come in as Miss Anderson and leave as Miss Richardson, and then they get married, and another guy steals your beautiful student teacher.
Yes.
And then they have babies, and, you know, they're just doing what life does. And but as a kid, you're like, you're my teacher. You're the cute one. I wanted to share my Pop-Tart.
Yeah, how dare you not wait 20 years till I grow up and hit puberty?
Right. How come you don't wear yoga pants around me like you do him?
See, it always freaked me out when you would be out in, quote-unquote, the real world, and you would see a teacher out at the grocery store or bowling or church, and they would recognize you or you'd recognize them, and then they would say something to your parents about you. It's always like, oh, no, two worlds colliding. Oh, there's Miss Beckham. Oh, no. What is she going to say to my mom and dad?
Miss Beckham was your teacher?
Yeah.
Like Benda like Beckham?
Why?
Yeah.
What's her name? Scary Spice?
Yeah, Scary Spice.
Posh
Spice. That's right.
Posh. Yes. That was your teacher?
Yeah. She wore the stiletto heels and everything.
You bet. You're a good one, Mr. Whitmore. You're my hero.
We all the boys paid attention in the class.
I bet.
Yeah, you did. Paid attention. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But you didn't wear sweatpants.
No. I never wore sweatpants to school. Never, ever. My mom would not allow that. No.
Mm. Did you go to Catholic school or something? Did you wear like a uniform?
No, I went to public school. She just wouldn't allow it. There's some things Jana would not allow, and that's one of them.
So in Illinois, is it public school like in New York? Like you went to PS 343 or, you know, they named the schools. Like we had names for our schools. They were named after people.
Yeah, New York is just too many schools, dude.
Ours are named after, well, the ones that I went to are named after the town or the township. And then if there's more than one school in that town, then it would be north, south, east, west.
That's kind of how it is in Ohio. It's kind of like the name of the city or the village. It's like Pickerington,
yep.
Pickerington, South, Central, North.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it is here, too. But in New York, you can't do that, dude. You've got freaking hundreds of schools.
They need to change it in New York. Like, this is boogie down Bronx South.
Well, they got 10 million people, bro.
Yeah.
That's rough. I went to PS 103, and then I went to MS 113.
Sounds like a gang, man.
Right?
And that's 103 for life.
There's one for life.
Yep.
Turned in my book report today, baby. Yep.
And then
it sounds like a radio station.
Yeah.
Well, yes, 103.
In seventh grade, I got my scholarship for this private school. So then I went to the Horace Mann School.
Horace Mann.
Mm-hmm. He invented the public school.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which is weird to name a private school after the guy that invented public schools. But whatever.
I bet he wore sweatpants.
I bet he didn't. But I bet he wore one of those frilly shirts. You know what I mean?
Like Prince?
Yeah, like Prince. Yeah.
I'm picturing him in a three-piece suit. That's
what I'm thinking with him. What's those things that used to hold the cigarettes?
Yes.
You know, those long, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor used to smoke those. She smoked Virginia Slims out of that little plastic thing.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's a great point, Mark. When did Virginia Slims become like highfalutin, like big time cigarettes for women?
I don't know, bro. I mean, it had to be like in the 50s, right? 40s and 50s when everybody just smoked all the time.
But when I grew up, like Virginia Slims, you know, they always had the tennis players with on the advertisement, Virginia Slims, like, yeah, it was like rich people's cigarettes.
Yeah.
They were like the first sponsor for women's tennis league. Like they were the tour sponsor.
Yep. I remember when I went to that private school and all the cool kids smoked in high school. The cool kids smoked Parliaments.
Oh, like the psychedelic Parliaments?
Yeah, Parliaments. Because they had the fancy filters on them.
Oh.
They had the recessed filters.
Hold on. Let's go back to Virginia Slims. How many have you ever seen a tennis player mid-match or like in the match smoking a Virginia Slim while they hit the tennis ball? Like it could be Wimbledon finals. And then it could be deuces. Somebody just stops, pulls out a Virginia Slim out of a tight, put it in, light it. I'm ready. Let's go. That's a bad sponsorship, is it not? Like you want to have some functionality between your sponsor and the product. That's my whole point. That's what it loses me, right?
Well, it depends, bro. It's like you know, when things get over commercialized is when they go downhill. I was watching a video about how Native Americans used to get high on tobacco because they used to smoke them from a nose pipe. Have you ever seen a nose pipe? So it's a little, it looks like a bowl. I don't know what a bowl looks like. And this is what I hear. But it looks like a weed bowl and it's got two nozzles coming out of it. So you just stick it up you gotta like squeeze the nozzles and put it in your nose. And then they light it and smoke it that way. Nicotine's an upper. So like when you do it that way, it goes right into your bloodstream and it would just make them work harder and longer. Because they wouldn't they wouldn't smoke like a pack of fucking no cigarettes. You know what I mean? It'd be like a special occasion or whatever.
That sounds so disgusting.
Oh, the nose pipe? Yeah.
Like smoke like 20 cigarettes and nothing with time.
Well, and they weren't cigarettes either. Like, cigarettes got a bunch of other garbage in them. This is just like straight tobacco. Yeah, that's got to be rough, though, that, man.
Try to get the kids to be warriors. They give them kind of like drugs and they pouches in their lip, and it, they don't have to eat or anything. They just go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's crazy, man. Their body has to shut down at some point.
Yeah, maybe.
So, man. Maybe they start giving us that at our, give us that at our job. You know, just take this hashish and put it in your lip. Work for 20 hours, get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now I saw that in a show. I think I told you, Nick, about that show, Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia, or maybe it was you, Duan. Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia, and they got an episode, or he has an episode on there. It's about kratom. It's some leaf they chew in what is it, like Thailand and Cambodia, like those, that area, and that's what they use it for, because they're all rubber farmers over there, I guess. So they're working like 16 hours a day, and they just take these leaves and chew them for a little bit, and it gives them energy.
Sheesh.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Your body will shut down at a certain point. Like, you can only do that for so long, and then you crash. It's got to be kind of like almost a sugar high.
I don't know, right? Man. That's probably true of anything, though.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I'm sure at some point your body will stop producing whatever it takes to like get anything through your system at some point.
Yeah, well, that's why I told you I don't do the melatonin, Nick.
Yeah,
because if you start, there's been studies, if you take a lot of melatonin to help you go to sleep, your body just quits making it. So you have to keep taking the melatonin, or you just can't go to sleep.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the same as like steroids?
No, melatonin's your brain makes it. That's what makes you go to sleep. It helps the serotonin levels.
But you said it's your body stops making it. It's kind of like when, you know, bodybuilders like Arnold Schwarzenegger would take steroids, then your testes stop producing it.
Yeah.
Then you get the shrinkage.
Yep, you get shrinkage.
You get shrinkage. Yep. And then you have to get testy implants like Kim Kardashian has.
Well, that's why those guys get the road rage, or not road, roid rage. Because, you know, they just quit making it, and their body just doesn't know how to, like, use that anymore.
No, we learned about that in school. You know what it is? Like, your body has real simple, like, there's a certain level of balance of testosterone and estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you artificially put testosterone in, it increases the testosterone, so your body produces more estrogen to kind of keep your normal balance. And then when you get off the steroids, your testosterone shrinks, and then you got all this estrogen in your system.
Yeah.
And then it causes you to like flip and freak out.
Yep.
You just freak out.
And then you grow
Nick
boobies.
Nick knows that. Nick does that. Nick, you do that every once in a while. Don't you just freak out? Yeah. Of course. You just freak out. You don't, your TV dinner's not ready on time. You just freak out.
Yep. Oh, look, you know, since I started doing this keto thing, you realize your body's very smart, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to do something it doesn't need to do, and then if you change what you put in it, then it adapts to that. Mm-hmm. And if you just do it with a bunch of fake chemical crap, then it just quits working properly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you just got to do the shrooms, bro. No cocaine.
Cocaine. So no cocaine, SC2E2.
Yes. And ayahuasca.
And ayahuasca. God, I want to do that so bad.
Mm. But what do you dip the mushroom in to get the full body condom?
Lye water. You just, you build a bonfire, you take the ashes, you put it in water, and you get the lye out of the ashes. That's how they make soap.
Can we get that at Kroger's? Can we get that water from Kroger's?
No, dude, just freaking make a bonfire in your backyard.
We can't do that at the Airbnb, man.
That's true. We'll find some alleyway in Chicago and burn a barrel. I'm sure that's pretty safe.
Oh, that happens. That happens over by the what was it? Ronnie's first the first year in the prostitute hotel he was at.
That was the heroin hotel. Right, that's by the Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Uh-huh.
So this is my question. Okay, if we do happen to pull off the body mushroom condom, who is going to cosplay as that? Itsy Tweetsy.
Is the condom breathable?
I would think mushrooms have pores in it.
Yeah, they're porous. You can breathe through it. Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's like lambskin, Nick.
But if it's thin enough, I'll happily wear that thing because it's hot as hell in there come Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And then, Nick, you wouldn't have to touch anybody. Those sweaty guys with no shirts on.
Oh, my gosh. That would be the best.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be a good time. It's a good time. I'm glad to be returning this year.
Well, yeah.
Good to have you, man.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
Yeah. There's all kinds of people, dude. Freaking Travis is going. He's flying in from L.A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
A great magnet.
He got press passes.
Dang. I like it.
Yeah.
Is Aaron going this year?
I don't think his wife is letting him go. Mm. Yeah. But Bill the Dream is going to be there.
It was
awesome. Yeah, Michael Myers is going.
I hope he gets a press pass.
Say what?
I hope he gets a press pass this year.
I hope so too. I think Mike just bought his tickets. I don't think he applied for a press pass.
Oh man, you can always buy tickets.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know what I do to Bill every year, and it freaks him out. Every time he sees Nick or somebody, they know him. And he's like, "Hey, Bill." And I just give him a big hug. And he's like, "Who's this black man that's giving me a hug?" And he's just like, you can just tell him, like, I'm kind of uncomfortable here. I don't know this guy. Like, but you're Bill. Like, I listen to you every week.
I'm pretty sure Nick and I grabbed his butt a couple years ago, so I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, we got him all right. I don't think he freaks out until during the hug. You take your hand and rest it on his face and push it down so his head's resting on your shoulder. Yeah. I think that's when he gets freaked out.
Oh, like a newborn baby. Like,
yeah.
You're here, Bill. You're safe now.
Everything's okay.
Daddy's here. R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. I can't
you know
wait.
We need to figure out at C2E2 this year. I always get hangry while we're in the convention because it's like there's food places, but the lines are long and it's hyper expensive. We need to bring snacks. Can we do like wear fanny packs, like Nerdy Legion fanny packs?
Oh man, that's with a good snacks. Idea.
Maybe throw a can of beer in there to get us through the day.
Yeah, I think Saturday I went the entire day until we ate pizza because I was in one panel after another that I completely forgot about lunch.
Huh.
See, we got to do better.
But the thing is, can we leave and go get lunch? But then guess what? There goes 3-4 hours out of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're going to get, we're going to hang out then.
Right.
But I would say that the Chicago's security is not as tight as New York security. Like,
you
have to find a way to get into New York Comic Con.
Huh.
Like, you have to find, like, a street dealer to get you a pass because each pass is tied to somebody's name, whoever bought it. So, like, if you buy your pass ahead of time, it has, like, Nick Wetmore bought Saturday and Sunday passes, blah, 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 blah. So
wow.
You can't just hand your pass off to somebody. Because in New York, they kind of have these iPads, and they scan your pass on the back of the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And they can literally look and find your face and name and then look at you and say, you're not Nick Wetmore.
Dang.
How's this your pass? Whereas C2E2, you can just do the homie handoff. Like,
yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Because when me and the wife went to New York this year, people were walking away and he asked us, he's just like, hey, nobody going to sell you a pass. Like, our information is tied to it. Like, my email address, my address, my profile.
Oh, so they could get banned or whatever?
Yeah, but we did find somebody. Like, there's a bunch of police outside in New York. But we did find somebody. He had, like, a stack of about, like, 40 passes on Sunday. Hmm. And he sold them for like $50 or $60
uh-huh.
a piece.
So they,
and put, I knew.
They put names on all of them?
In order to get a pass, yeah, it had to be you know, like Aaron says, like their passes are sold out, so they're all prepaid.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's got your name and your email address and all your contact information.
That's probably smart, though.
Yeah.
But how did go ahead. I just wanted to ask Gawan, I never heard what your wife thought of New York Con.
Oh, you know, that I was kind of worried about that, you know. But she
like
liked
it. How long did she stay?
The whole time. Dude, she was a trooper. Like, we just went on Sunday, right? So we saw Aaron and his son.
Yeah.
And we kind of walked around. And she found, you know, they have vendors that sell, like, old Game Boy cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, you know, she went back to her childhood. And I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, babe. That's why you come here. Like, people our age, this is why they make conventions, because we're reliving our childhood. She's true. Like, oh, I want to buy this. She bought a couple cartridges. And then after that, it was money. We could have went anywhere.
You know?
So, you know, I tried to show her, like, you know, went to the Valiant booth, and then we went and saw the creators or whatnot. It was cool, you know, it was packed, but.
Did you hit any panels?
No.
I didn't know if there was a panel she would be interested in.
You know, we were there for a wedding, so kind of going to the convention was like something we just decided to do at the last minute.
Ah, okay.
And it's packed. I mean, you think C2E2 is packed, Nick? You know, I sent you something on not Slack, but our little chat room.
Discord.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
P-Court.
Uh-huh.
No P-Court. Remember I told you, I said, you wouldn't like it in New York. It was, even on Sunday, it was just massively packed.
Jeez.
Massive. You wouldn't have liked it.
I barely can survive C2E2, so, yeah.
Well, Saturday, because Friday's freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah. Friday is very productive and fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's why I don't understand why people are like, oh, I'm just going to go around Friday and price shop. And then on Sunday, then the deals will be there. And I tell anyone who says that to me, I'm like, you won't find a deal on Sunday. Things will be sold out. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to offer you 5% less or 10% off. And if you want to wait all the way to Sunday, feel free. Like, if your reasoning is, well, I want to wait till Sunday because I don't want to carry that shit around on Friday, I respect. But I would just say buy everything on Friday. Why go back to these people and like try to haggle? Like if they're going to haggle, they're going to haggle on Friday as well as Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I just, if I see something I want, buy it. Like bird in the hand is always worth it, especially at C2E2 because you'll never find anything that's like, wow, they're giving it away. No, they don't care.
You're right. And Dennis pointed that out last year. He just said, they have cool comics, but nobody's willing to deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this is what the price is. You know, they may haggle with you, but pretty much no. Like, their starting price is so high.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, this is, you have to go to a smaller con to do the, I'll go on Friday and come back Sunday or Saturday and try to get a good deal. Not if you need to.
Hotel cons are great for that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get a date at a hotel con too for a Waffle House dinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad your wife enjoyed New York. That's awesome.
She did.
Because it's tough. Like the first time I went to C2E2, I brought my wife on a Friday, and she really enjoyed it and really got into it, even to the point where she's like, we should go see a panel. Let's look to see if there's any like cool subjects that she might sort of want to see.
Mm.
And she wanted to buy a couple things. She really got into it, but you could tell by pretty much the end of the day, she was done and she was just like, oh my God, I can't take this anymore. It just wore her the hell out. I think it was just overstimulus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, my wife had that issue when they went to some like anime con or something in Atlanta because Reagan wanted to go. And I had to work, so she took her. And I think she went in for like an hour or so. She's like, nope, I'm going to go hang out in Atlanta. You can stay here if you need me, call me. My wife just can't do it.
Yeah, that's probably what, smart.
Yeah.
Isn't that what like Daryl and those guys say? Like, they go to cons now and they're just like, I like going to the restaurant or the bar and hanging out with guys.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I don't want to go to the car anymore.
When I go to Heroes, like, I barely see them. Because they don't spend a whole lot of time inside the con. They're just hanging out.
Yeah. I get that. I totally get that.
Yep.
I mean, I do enjoy the panels. But I load them up all on Saturday so I don't have to deal with the hecticness of Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. We'll see. They haven't announced the panels yet, so.
No, they haven't.
We'll see how that goes. They have some good guests this year, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Ronnie can get David Tennant's autograph, finally.
Yeah. Oh, he was excited. He's like, Tennant's going to be there, and Matt Smith and somebody else. What's Ronnie's twin? The guy from Arrow?
Kieran Gillen?
No. The guy from Arrow that played Merlin. No, we always say Ronnie looks
John
like
John Barrymore.
That's the one. He's going to be there. He's all excited. He's like, oh, they might have a Doctor Who panel. Maybe.
Maybe. I'm sure they will. But yeah, sure. My guess is, and I'm sure they do this at San Diego. I would love to know from Aaron, do they do this in New York? But I hate that, and this just started recently, and I want to say it started because of Frank Miller with all of these special nights.
Yeah.
Like, spend an evening with Frank Miller for an extra $400, and you can get two things signed and also attend his panel. And it's like, I don't want to pay extra to like go to a Doctor Who panel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, the ticket price alone, unless you're charging like $5 for Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, okay, that I'll pay for. But to pay on top, and you know it won't be $5, it'll probably be $50.
Well, Marvel, I think they still do it, right? Where you have to be, if you're an unlimited member, you get access to the panels.
Yeah, Marvel Insider.
Yeah. Because DC's doing that too. I think if you're a DC Universe subscriber, you get into some panels.
Yeah, I think Aaron got into that Hellblazer.
Yeah, that's right.
Screening.
Yep, that's right.
Which, that's smart, because it gets people to sign up.
Yep.
I don't want to pay an extra X amount to go to just your standard Doctor Who panel.
Yeah, our con here is doing that this year for the first time. Because they've got, who are the guests of honor this year? Snyder's going to be there in Capullo. So they have like, you know, spend the night with Snyder and Capullo. And then, what's the guy, the TMNT guy?
Kevin Eastman?
Eastman. He's going to be here too as a guest of honor. So they have a package for hanging out with Eastman.
Will his wife be part of that package?
Oh man, that is quite a package.
That is.
Yes. He has had some fine wives over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, what's the guys that did Doom and Quake? Did you ever read that? Oh, man. Nick, you got to read that book. It's
what?
Called Masters of Doom? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
Masters of Doom.
I did see that.
Dude,
yeah.
You have got to read that.
Do they go into John Romero and his love of the occult?
A little bit. Little bit. Dude, it is so freaking good. It's really
I
good.
I will.
Masters of Doom, get an Audible.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic.
Use the code NerdyLegion.
NerdyLegion.com/audible, and you get two free books. Make
Thank
Masters
you.
Of
will.
Doom one of them.
I will.
And make the other one Marvel the Untold Story.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really good too.
I'm sure Ronnie will be going to a Doctor Who panel, especially, and I gotta say, having Tennant, if it was a Tennant, Matt Smith, and John Barrowman. If it's those three, that would be a pretty entertaining panel. I will say that. Like, I would wait in line for that.
Yeah.
Knowing that Ronnie would really want to see that.
They had an interview with Barrowman on DC Daily. That dude is freaking hilarious.
He is.
He is hilarious.
That he is.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
But I always ask Ronnie, because I know how much he loves the wrestling. Every year I'm like, Ronnie, let's go get an autograph from somebody, or let's go to a panel, you know, because such and such wrestler is doing a panel. Because I would go to it just to see how goofy it is. Mm. And he's always like, nah, it's not worth the extra money to get so-and-so's signature, or, oh, I already got their signature, no big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for that one year where it's like, oh, here's the guy that Ronnie finally will be able to get the signature of.
Yep.
I want to go see something goofy. Just like the, what was the one C2E2 last year that I told you I was dying to go to, but then it was on Sunday. Was it the ElfQuest, I want to say?
Oh, yeah, the 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been an interesting panel.
Yeah.
And then they also had the Mortal Kombat panel. Mm-hmm. And since they're out of Chicago, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Your girl's going to be there, Summer Glau, from Firefly.
I might have to get a picture taken with her.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go see, what's his name? I can't remember the guy's name. And the guy from the Karate Kid, what was the bad guy's name?
Ed Helms?
No, the original Karate Kid.
Ralph Macchio?
The other guy, the guy that he fought.
The blonde guy?
The blonde guy, he's going to be there.
Who did the YouTube Red series?
Yeah, Cobra Kai?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to be
his
there.
His name was Sweep the Leg.
Yeah, leg. Isn't Ralph Macchio going to be there also?
Oh, yeah, he is.
So you know they'll probably do a... I would assume they're going to do a panel.
Oh, Cobra Kai panel.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Maybe that's how we can get Aaron to show up.
Yes, that is exactly why he'll show up. For Cobra Kai.
Hey, he loves that Cobra Kai.
I don't doubt it.
He does. Oh, man, I can't wait. I got to start looking at the website here in a couple weeks. Start planning my weekend.
Are you driving up this time, or are you flying up?
I don't know yet. I got to see if, because, you know, South Carolina's IDs are not for federal use. So there's certain states that we can't fly to.
What?
Yeah.
So you have to get a passport?
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to say that Illinois is one of those states, but I don't know. I have to check.
There's no reciprocity or anything? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you saying? I don't understand what the words that just came out of your mouth.
So our driver's licenses, yeah. A few years ago, because now they have like a federal ID thing. And our driver's licenses were not part of that for like the longest time. I think they're starting it this year. And so on all the driver's licenses say not for federal use. So like technically, I can't even enter a federal building with my ID.
We do that next year. So it's basically your driver's license is not up to a certain standard.
Yeah.
They're like Ohio's coming out with these new driver's license that has your citizenship attached to it, all the regular stuff and some other things so that you can, instead of giving your passport at the TSA, you could just show your driver's license. And it's basically almost like a passport.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but they call them enhanced IDs. That's or it. Something like that.
Yep.
It's enhanced IDs. Yeah. So you still should be able to travel, but they may just ask you for additional information.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got it. Rent too damn high.
Are both of your states part of the Confederacy? What's going on over there?
Some parts of the Ohio, you would think it is part of the stuff. You know, we talk about that at work. Sometimes you see people, you know, to each their own, people can do whatever they want, but they'll have the Confederate flag on their porch and the USA flag, the United States flag.
Yeah, that's how it is here too.
It's like, yeah, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, how? That doesn't make sense. Like, you got the Confederate flag and United States flag. Like, it's either one or the other. Like, you can't fly them both. I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. To me, intellectually, I'm just like, one was against the other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I don't want to get political. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. Think about it. Just think about it. About it, you know.
Yeah.
Think about it. They have Confederate flags in Illinois.
No, I think those are probably politically incorrect.
Yes.
Oh yeah. You guys are gangsters up there.
I don't see that happening here.
All right, boys. It's time for me to run. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nick Wetmore and Duan Hammonds. You can find most of us on Twitter. Nick is at Nick Wetmore. Duan is sometimes at Collect Valiant because he's a one-track mind. And you can find me at Geekvine. And you can find us all at C2E2 2019. Bing, bing, bing. That's it. End of the Legion. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you next time.